A report on Alaska's oil potential is at the heart of a controversy at the Department of Interior. The magazine Mother Jones reports that a top scientist at the U.S. Geological Survey resigned late last year to protest what he saw as a threat to the agency's scientific integrity just before USGS released a major assessment of how much oil and gas it believes is in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin has more.
The assessment looked at the oil potential of the Petroleum Reserve, or NPRA, a massive chunk of land on Alaska's north slope west of Prudhoe Bay. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced it just before Christmas in a press release with the headline, "New Interior Department Survey Shows Huge Increase in Recoverable Energy Resources." Huge, in all caps. The USGS is a research arm within the Interior Department. And that breathless announcement, that's definitely not USGS style.
When it comes to doing the quantitative assessments, we take every precaution to avoid even a hint of influence of political bias or influence.
That's David Hausnecht, who wrote the report on the NPRA. Mother Jones reports USGS Associate Director Murray Hitzman resigned on principle after the number two boss at Interior, David Bernhardt, pressed him to release the oil and gas data to the secretary days before it was released to the public. Hitzman did not respond to interview requests for this story, but Mother Jones published his resignation letter. The oil industry and the Trump administration have their eyes on the petroleum reserve as a big opportunity for future development, including areas the Obama administration had put off limits. For years, Hausnecht says, the USGS has made it a practice not to brief political appointees on finished assessments until the moment the document is released publicly. That way, neither side, pro-drilling or anti, gets a head start in putting its spin on the data.
The credibility of the USGS, that's really the most important thing to us.
But Hausnecht says just about every administration in his 25 years with the service has tried to get an early peek at the numbers.
The R's and the D's do that regularly, in my experience, and there's very little difference between the two.
Hausnecht says, as far as he knows, the USGS was not ultimately forced to provide a preview of the data, but then he wasn't at every meeting. A spokeswoman for Interior Secretary Zinke says Zinke and his deputy have the legal authority to see any scientific data produced by the department. She also sent a statement from the USGS director saying the service was not asked to change the assessment at all. Still, the episode has riled conservationists. Adam Colton of the Alaska Wilderness League says it doesn't bode well for the environmental reports that have to be done before any developments in NPRA in the Western Arctic or in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to the east.
We need political appointees to leave the scientists alone at the U.S. Department of Interior. There's work that needs to be done by the Fish and Wildlife Service, by the U.S. Geological Survey, in accordance with the law, and this instills no confidence.
Hausnecht says scientists like him weren't thrilled to see the Interior Department use that all caps huge in its announcement of the NPRA assessment. But he says nothing in the report was changed to suit anyone's political agenda. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.